pornography and misused women and children and called it capitalistic freedom of expression. This country has derided the time-honored values of our forefathers and called it liberty. We are living in a world where right is wrong, and wrong is right, and evil is good. We live in a time when leading evangelical pastors campaigned for and encouraged their members to vote for a serial adulterer who cheated on each wife with the one he married next, and it didn't bother them that he ran an openly racist campaign. It didn't bother them that he bragged about sexual assault. The religious right only had one concern, and that was his stand on abortion and gay marriage. These are folk who would force someone to give birth to a child, whether they want one or not, or can afford to have one or not, or have the wherewithal to raise it or not. And at the same time, they want to do away with Head Start, shut down Planned Parenthood, get rid of Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, public schools, and then build hundreds of private prisons to house all of the disadvantaged children that they created because evil is good. We live in a day when the truth is called fake news and outright lies are presented as alternative facts. More than ever before, we need to cry aloud and spare not and dare to call sin by its right name. We need to be instant in season and out of season, rightly dividing the word of truth. The only way to combat alternative facts is to preach and teach the unadulterated truth. The three angels' messages were never before relevant than they are now. The health messages are more relevant than ever before. Dress reform and spiritual reform are needed today to bend society back in the direction of the way of righteousness. Search us, O God, and know our hearts today. Cleanse us from every sin and set us free. Today, Lord, we need to return back to the principles of godliness. Today, Lord, we need to understand the will and the way of our Father. Yes, we should strive earnestly to enter in through the straight gate. We must agonize and exert every power of body and soul. Let our salvation be the grand business of your whole life. For many will seek. They seek and wish to desire, but they do not strive. Therefore, because they do not agonize, we can't see the forest for the trees. And many are blinded by the ways of this world, not looking at the spiritual, but only looking at the professional. But the professional has lost his way in personal aggrandizement and in personal gain. But today, my Christian friends, we need to stop worrying what our friends are doing. We need to stop worrying what the politicians are doing. We need to know what God has to say. For the Bible says in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 24, "And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." Oh, today, who can be saved? The question of the disciples seemed to intimate that most people were rich, and that therefore scarcely any could be saved. They certainly must have attached a different meaning to what constitutes a rich man, to what we in general do. For the question is, who is a rich man in our Lord's sense of the word? A person who fashions himself on the wealth of the economy of this world is considered rich, but earthly currency has no heavenly value. It's not how much money you have in your pockets on this world. It's what we have in our heart that makes us rich. It's what we have in connection with God that makes us wealthy. It's what we have in connection with our relationship with Jesus Christ. You can have plenty of money in this world and be as lost as a jackball in high weeds. Oh, my brothers and sisters, it is time to turn it on to Christ. It's time to give your heart to God. Oh, this day, I want you to know that there's much more in this message. On next week, we're going to finish Fox's instructions, for it is God who establishes you. It is God who establishes your self-worth. So don't think in terms of what man says. Know that when you are connected to God, He will make you wealthy. God bless you today. Father, bless this listening audience. May each of us turn ourselves on to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
If you've enjoyed this message by Pastor Jonathan McCautry, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you. Call at 318-658-6216. Email us at deliverancetodayministries@gmail.com. Write us at P.O. Box 5452, Bossier City, Louisiana, 71171. This is Ruth Ann Thompson at Deliverance Today Ministries, inviting you to join us and become a faithful pledge supporter so we can reach others through this radio ministry.
Before we leave the air today, I'd like to make a special appeal for those of you who believe in the power of prayer. Please join us on our Zoom prayer line tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. Zoom number 504-535-3921. There is no ID number. One. Pray with us each day. Good day. God bless you.
Have deliverance.
Right now.
If you're sick,
you can have deliverance.
You can have deliverance.
Oh, right now.
Right now.
You can have deliverance.
If you've got to have it.
St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you doing? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street, at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now, to our elder, with an anointed sermon already in progress.
So say I'm good, good enough to love myself. So good, good enough. Amen. Just give it all to Christ Jesus.
I'm on the run. Oh, oh,
thank you, Lord.
Over. I'm on the run.
Missionary. Kiera being. For each and every one of you that pressed your way to come out tonight. We're getting ready for the most important part of any service. That's when we get ready to go before the Almighty. And then we allow Him to talk to us. All week long, we've been asking Him for this and talking with Him about that.
Yes.
Well, tonight, praise God. That's why I call a worship service. So you come in to worship Him. And then the voice of the Lord comes down. And He speaks through the speaker. I don't know what you've asked Him for, but He do. And if you just humble yourself before Him, you'll get a word tonight. As we're all standing, praise God. We're getting ready to put you into the hands of the man of God for tonight. I introduce to some and present to all others, Elder Vincent McKinley.
Fill me up. Clap, 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 clap.
Until I
overflow.
Hallelujah.
I want to run.
Jesus.
Till I overflow.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I want to run over.
Hallelujah.
I want to run
over. Hallelujah.
Bless you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on and give your hand clap of praise, everyone. Church, say hallelujah.
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 Yes, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Amen. With your Bibles in your hand, as you're continuing to stand on your feet, for those who can, for those who are able to stand upon your feet.
Get your Bible.
And if you're doing the work of the Lord as of playing the loud sounding cymbals and the organ, amen, continue to do so. Amen. That's the job. That's your, amen. Your occupation in the Lord. And I believe that the Lord is pleased with that. Amen. And we're going to go to two books in the Bible. Job, the 23rd chapter. Job, the 23rd chapter. Keep your hand there. And 1 Kings, the 8th chapter. Hallelujah, Jesus. Job, the 23rd chapter. And after Job, the 23rd chapter, I'll be going to 1 Kings, the 8th chapter. And that would be verse 12 in Kings. When you have Job, the 23rd chapter, say amen. Bless you. Hallelujah. I'm going to begin at the 8th verse. And this is Job speaking. Amen. Job was a man that had a walk with the Lord. Amen. Even if you go to the first chapter of Job, and where God begins to describe Job as being a perfect and upright man. Amen. A one that eschewed evil, which means wherever evil was present, he got out of the presence of evil. Why? So that his good works may not be evil spoken of. That's the heart Job had. Job, the 23rd chapter, verse number 8, beginning. Bible says, behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doeth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. 1 Kings, the 8th chapter. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is where King Solomon had gathered all the leaders, amen, of the city together. Amen. And the Ark of the Covenant, amen, they were speaking of, and they had to take the Ark of the Covenant, amen, and he gathered all the elders and the leaders together in the city. And when he did so, beginning at the 12th verse, 1 Kings, the 8th chapter.
You got it? Okay.
Bless you. I want to start at the 10th verse.
116.
Amen. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place. Let's go to the 8th verse. And they drew out the staffs, that the ends of the staffs were seen out of the holy place before the oracle, and they were not seen without, and there they are unto this day. 9th verse, there was nothing in the ark save or except the two tables of stone, which Moses put there at Horeb. That's when God wrote on the two tables of stone the Ten Commandments. Amen. And hewed it out with the, and wrote the Ten Commandments with the finger of God. He said with his own finger. And Moses put there, okay, the two tables of stone, which Moses put there at Horeb. When the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel, when they came out of the land of Egypt. 10th verse. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. 12th verse, then spake Solomon, the Lord said that he would dwell in the thick darkness. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, we come, God, before thee, Lord God, as humble as we know how, God, that you may, Lord God, speak through me, God, this night, God, that every word that cometh out of my mouth, God, I trust and believe, God, that it is you, God, that will speak this night, God. And God, if there be only any hearers of your word only in this place, after you complete thy word, God, your mission, not only allow them to be hearers only, but doers also of your word, God. And Lord, as your word begin to fall on good ground, for all your people, Lord God, allow your people to receive your word, God. And we bind the devil on every hand. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Come on, hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Saints of God, you may have your seats at this time. Saints of God, the Lord has a word for his people. Amen, tonight. Amen. Amen. When I was at mine home, I like to speak sometimes as the men of God, we will speak in the Bible using mine instead of my. As I was in mine home, amen, seeking the Lord for a word, I fell asleep upon my couch, and the Lord, amen, took me into a dream. And in the dream, saints of God, that it was my time to preach. It was Friday night, as it is tonight. I was pulling up to the church, getting ready to go forth unto the Lord for his, to his people. And Pastor Marbury had sent me somewhere for some reason, and when I got back, service was dismissed. As I was pulling back in front of the church, and I decided, as the Lord led me to pull around the side of the church, as I began to pull around the side of the church to see if there was anybody in the back, if I had seen any lights on in the back where the fellowship hall is, to see if was there anyone left here. And as I began to pull around the side of the church, it became dark to a point to where, as I was driving my truck, I could not even see, even with my headlights on, that it had become so dark, seeming as though I seen some white clouds somewhere in the midst of the darkness that I seen, but I could not see anything else, not even with the headlights on my truck. And suddenly there was a force against me within my vehicle, whereas I could not even hold the steering column to steer the vehicle in the route that it should go, and to press on the foot pedal, that the force was so much against me to where the truck was rolling by itself. And I began to ask God, Lord, what do you mean by this dream that I had upon my couch? And so I began to search the scriptures, and I began to find how Solomon, amen, began to gather the men of God, amen, the leaders, amen, the people of God together, amen, and encourage them by telling them that the Lord dwells even in the thick darkness. And in the middle of your darkness, you cannot see. For the scriptures even begin to say in the scriptures where God's face is hidden. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Though we ask, we're not receiving. Though we're seeking and we're not finding. And we're knocking and no one's coming to the door because of the thick darkness. And the Bible says that God is the one that tries the reins of our heart. God is. And we walk by faith and not by the things that we see. And because the blind man was blind before, he trusted that the Lord, amen, would give him sight. Though he had been seeking for sight upon years and years and years. And when Jesus finally showed up on the scene, he believed him to the point that the Lord would give him sight. But how many know that there is a time and a place for everything? And in God's timing, all is perfected. God took me into a dream before, and God told me, he said, it is in God's timing. For we ask for many things, and we seek for a lot of things, and we become discouraged because we're not finding it, for we're not apprehending it, for we cannot gain what we're asking for. But God said, in the midst of your trial, even as the Hebrew boy is thrown in the furnace of the fire, there was a force in the midst of the fire with them. It was the Son of Man, the Son of God, Jesus Christ himself. God began to say that he's not slack concerning the things that he promised. God said that he will not leave you, nor will he forsake you. Even you, he have chosen you in the furnace of your affliction. Everything that you're going through, God said, weeping may endure for a night. But the time will come when joy will come in the morning. A day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years is as one day. Don't you be discouraged if your joy don't come tomorrow. Don't you be discouraged if your joy don't come in this world. Don't be discouraged if your joy don't come when you want it. For God may not come when you want him, but he's what? Amen. Always on time. God has come to encourage his people this night. Even in the furnace of your affliction, even in the midst of your storm, the Bible begins to say, we plow in hope. For them that wait upon the Lord, he said, they shall renew their strength. Sometimes all you got to do is wait, which is the work you got to do. If all you can do is wait, you continue to wait on God. Even in the midst of the darkness, and God began to say the thick darkness, and this is just not a normal trial. But God said he's there. Even in the midst of everything you're going through, though it may not look like it, though it may not feel like it, I received prophecy after prophecy, and I didn't see it yet. I receive a word after word, and I didn't receive it yet. Them that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. God said that he's a consuming fire. Everything that comes against the Spirit of the Lord, everything that comes against the people of God, God began to say he's that consuming fire that will consume everything, amen, that comes to try you, everything that comes against you from getting close to the Lord your God. God, that consuming fire will consume every evil work, every wicked word that cometh against the people of God. God said, and in the midst of the darkness, I saw a light that was on. God doesn't want his people to be discouraged. And in the midst of your waiting, as long as we continue to walk in the doors of the church, he said, forsake not the assembling together of the brethren, as the manner of some is. Within the church is where my strength is. The church is just like the weight room to get your natural body strong and fit. The church is likewise just like the weight room. And as long as you keep coming within the doors, giving them thanks for what you don't even see yet, giving them thanks for what you've been speaking for months and months and months, as long as you give them thanks, God begin to say and give it to you, speak those things that are not as though they were. God began to say that he created his people in his image. And he said, don't you know in the book of Psalms, he said, don't you know that ye are gods? Now, little g, not a big g. But don't you know that ye are gods? That you can speak things into existence? It doesn't matter if you don't see it tomorrow. It doesn't matter if you don't see it when you want to see it. As long as you keep speaking it, you watch God. As you continue on the right path unto God. Yes, the Lord said, command ye me. But everybody can't command God. It takes the Spirit of God, amen, to command the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God